reading from Exodus. A man from the house of Levi went and married a Levite woman. The woman conceived and bore a son. And when she saw that he was a fine baby, she hid him for 3 months. When she could hide him no longer, she got a papyrus basket for him and plastered it with bitumen and pitch. She put the child in it and placed it among the reeds on the bank of the river. His sister stood at a distance to see what would happen to him. The daughter of Pharaoh came down to bathe at the river while her attendants walked beside the river. She saw the basket among the reeds and sent her maid to bring it. When she opened it, she saw the child. He was crying, and she took pity on him. "This must be one of the Hebrew children," she said. Then his sister said to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and get you a nurse from the Hebrew woman to nurse the child for you?" Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Yes." So the girl went and called the child's mother. Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this child and nurse it for me, and I will give you your wages." So the woman took the child and nursed it. When the child grew up, she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, and she took him as her son. She named him Moses, because, she said, "I drew him out of the water." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. John. Glory to you, O Lord. Standing near the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing beside her, he said to his mother, "Woman, here is your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Here is your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his home. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So today, Mothering Sunday, it is a popular day when we in the church think about things concerning motherhood. We give thanks for the church as mother. We give thanks for Mary as the mother of Jesus. And we remember that God cares for us like a mother, as well as giving thanks for our own mothers. And as I said, this fourth Sunday in Lent, we think about it as being a time of thanksgiving. The one day of joy in Lent when flowers, if it were open, abound the church. But we have our beautiful Mothering Sunday daffodils, don't we? And when people are allowed time off from the penitential season. And in days gone by, when people were in service, it was a day where they were allowed off to journey to their mother church, where they come from, and join their families for Sunday worship. This mid-Lent Sunday can be called Refreshment Sunday or Laeter Sunday, which means rejoice. So here we are, we're relaxed a little, we've lightened up a little. We've got some unusual things on our altar that we don't usually see there. And we are celebrating what many, many people will know as Mother's Day. And that's a wonderful thing to celebrate, of course. We were all born of mothers. And if you are a mother and you have your children around you who share the spirit of the day with you, then all is well. But it really isn't like that for some. We are born of mothers, but not everyone has had a blessed mothering relationship experience. For some of us, our mothers have sadly died. And while we give thanks and miss them, we still have that little pang on Mothering Sunday. Some don't have a good relationship with their children, some mothers, and they're estranged for one reason or another. And for others, sadly, their children have died. And today is about holding them on their hearts, on our hearts and memories, and trusting that they are with us somehow. And we keep that memory alive in our remembering, being grateful for the joy of having them in our lives, but really truly sad that they're not here today. And also, for some of us, there are longed for children that haven't happened. There are many reasons why it isn't always a good day for some. But this Mothering Sunday, in the eyes of the church, is a celebration because it's celebrating the mothering of God's children by God, our Heavenly Father and Mother, with Jesus as a mediator through God's church and for us here through St. Peter's Church. And with that comes all sorts of hopeful possibilities to help us celebrate and to be joyful, but also to comfort us and assure us that while we might not have the conventional idea of Mother's Day celebration, we are loved and nurtured in a motherly way by a loving God who knows us by name and draws us into his love through Jesus in that Holy Spirit power of love. In the 14th century, Julian of Norwich, the first woman to write in modern English, experienced and understood the motherhood of God in her visions. Mothering Sunday is a good day to share her vision. You could Google her if you're not familiar with her and read some of them. They're truly beautiful. And recognize that although we are distinguished by our gender here on earth, and obviously lots of other things as well, God does not distinguish us in that way. God is mother and father to us and for us. And the prophet Isaiah wrote, "As a mother comforts a child, so will I comfort you, says the Lord." And it's today's story of baby Moses that we turn to as we think about a holy Mothering Sunday this year, the Heaven on Earth version. It gives us a rich idea of how to think more widely about the blessings of today. First of all, it is a celebration of motherly love, that love that gives you the strength to let your child go because it's the best thing for them. Just like Moses' mother did. What a heroine. There are heroes in this story. And yes, they are all women. And Moses' mother is the first. She hid him for 3 months in the Nile and even acting as a feeding nurse for him, even though he would go to someone else and he would call their mother. Another heroine, his sister, kept watch over him, and she was the one that suggested his birth mother could nurse him. And then the Pharaoh's daughter, taking pity on him and finally adopting him. Have you noticed here that none of the women were named? Although we know Moses' sister was called Miriam. But this reading today is more about how God protects the child through the women. And that's the second thing that we can take from this story of Moses. It helps us to see that the idea of mothering is so much wider. We can show and receive motherly love in different ways, by different people, with God's love at the centre. Whether we are adopted or we have adopted children, whether we care for other people's children or are cared for by others. Foster families, grandparents, childminders, nursery workers, school staff. Valuable nurturing and caring coming from so many different sources. We see that parenting too takes on many forms today. Fathers who stay at home, who are bringing their children up alone, grandparents, partners of new relationships who form relationships with their children, even our doctors and nurses and church leaders, scout and guide, cubs and brownie leaders, all help to nurture children. And what about that person, that friend, who knows just what to say when we need a comforting word or a hug? How motherly is that? God isn't in the business of conventional. Jesus showed us that. The ideal is not always the way it is on the ground. Life gets in the way and circumstances are created. But love is the rescuer and strength and measure of it all. And this is where Sebastian helps me to illustrate that idea of being rescued, just like Moses was rescued. So here we have here our helicopter. And if there's any children watching, when do we use a helicopter for rescuing? There could be a time when we might be in a boat that's in trouble and we need to be rescued from the sea. There might be a time where we are poorly and we need to go somewhere very quickly to another hospital. We have a helicopter and the helicopter pilots and workers, we thank them for their rescuing. And here we have a fire engine. Now we all know how we can be rescued by a fire engine with firemen in it to help us if we're in trouble with fire. And here we have Moses. Yes, he has got a pink outfit on. Yes, I do have a granddaughter and not a grandson. So we have Moses here, and if you imagine these to be bulrushes, and he's floating in the water and he's found, and this is his basket, his waterproof basket. He was rescued by those women who all collaborated and made part of that whole rescuing story. So this story is also about being rescued, being saved, and rescuing is something that we might all need at some time or another in our lives. You have Moses being rescued from the threat of being killed, and we have these examples here. And rescuing, though, does go a little bit deeper than helicopters and fire engines. There's also a motherly act of kindness, of compassion, of generosity of spirit. It isn't confined just to mothers or motherly instincts. There are other ways that we can do those same things, but today for us, that's what we're thinking about. Somebody who, in a mothering way, takes a moment to listen to us, to look out for us when we're in trouble, to sense something's not quite right, to drop a cake through the door, you know, on the door, or to buy some flowers, or to give a hug when we're allowed. Those heartwarming gestures, are they not too rescuing? And what are they rescuing us from? They're rescuing us from loneliness, from isolation, from being frightened, from being insecure and vulnerable. And that is where we are so blessed to have faith in God's mothering love, because it's that love of all loves that will come through and enter into our hearts through that spirit of love, and then go out into the lives of those around us, those tasks around us that are in need of loving attention. And we can do that in the name of the love above all loves. And Jesus shows us exactly how to do that. God's rescue plan is about love and light. And Mothering Sunday is a way to celebrate that way. One way of many ways. And we are part of God's rescue plan to offer and receive love. And particularly, I want to give thanks for being part of this church family, for being with you as a family here now. When Jesus unites his friend John with his own mother Mary, he brings a new family to birth through his loving care of his friend and his mother, as they unite and become a new family, a new community. And the family he establishes is here today. It's a church community. Imagine, just imagine, Jesus saying to you and to me, here is your mother, here is your son. And we receive love from another in the heart of the church, in the heart of community. And that is what we also celebrate today, the mothering love of the church, of which we're a part. And in this family, we can remember our own stories that are attached to this day, and give thanks because, well as celebrating the secular day of Mother's Day with all the trimmings, and that's right and lovely, we can go one step beyond and we can receive and offer a nurturing motherly love, whoever we are in whatever circumstances. And so today we celebrate our special people, whoever they are. And we can ask God to help share his work of mothering, to be specially motherly towards others. Just like Moses' story showed and Jesus showed, caring and sharing, giving and receiving. It's what makes the world go round and what gives special meaning to our lives. And let's just imagine in our mind's eye a Mothering Sunday card given to us all. What would the picture be on it for you? What would the words say? I'll read you mine. It would have a picture of a heart and holding hands. And it would say, bless you on this Mothering Sunday. With love from God, your Heavenly Mother, your Heavenly Father, your Heavenly Friend. Blessings from Mothering Sunday. With love. Amen. We now have our time of prayers, and they're going to be led by Lizzie and Katie and Matilda. We'll have some music, and we will join back for the Lord's Prayer. So we enter into a time to offer prayers together and to offer our own prayers.